Valloni Show. I'm your host, Mary Valloni, and you are listening to episode 48. Today's episode is called, What Four Questions Do You Need to Ask Yourself This Time of Year? And of course, we should be asking lots of questions of ourselves, but I'm going to highlight the four questions that we should all be asking this time of year. And I wanted to thank you guys so much for being a part of my world this last week. Of course, I shared in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe and on my personal Facebook page that my audiobook released on Tuesday. And of course, I had hoped for that to release actually on Giving Tuesday, November 28th, which is also my dad's birthday. But thanks to Amazon and of course their process, it did get pushed back a little bit. So I appreciate you guys following me on Facebook and the other sources that I've been posting to follow when that audiobook would be coming out. So it did release on Tuesday. And thank you guys so much for picking up your copy for the ones who've already gotten it. The audiobook became a number one Amazon new release on the day it launched. So last Tuesday that happened. And of course, that's always exciting when the book or the audiobook becomes the number one new release because it just gets out to more people. And of course, my passion is really to empower, encourage, and educate nonprofit and ministry leaders to raise more funds so that they can fulfill their mission. So I love that the book is doing that. And as I reflect back on this time last year, it's crazy because the book, I had just gotten my first copy. It had come in the mail right around this time last year. So I was just getting my hands on the first copy just to see what it was, you know, what it was going to look like and the whole thing. So it's kind of crazy. I use the analogy that it's often like having a baby. I don't have any children, but my book has quickly become somewhat of a child. But I love it because it has traveled the world. I mean, I continue to get connected with people all over the world that have read my book or gotten a copy. And so I love that now the audiobook is going to be out there. So if you're somebody who maybe isn't a fan of reading books, but do like a good audiobook, then I would highly suggest you pick up Fundraising Freedom on Audible and or on iTunes. So that happened on Tuesday. And then Friday, we had our Fundraising Freedom Fellowship. So typically the first or the second Friday of each month, I do a 1 hour free coaching session. And so this last Friday, we had our group. So thanks to those of you who joined us, we had a really, really great call. And that recording of our call is actually posted. It's pinned in our Facebook group on Fundraising Freedom Tribe. So if you're not a part of the tribe, you can click to join in and just type in Fundraising Freedom Tribe and add us there and we'll invite you in. So would love to have you check that out if you haven't gotten a chance to listen in. But we talked about the end of year appeal. And I know this time of year, a lot of you guys are trying to figure out, how do I get my message out here when this is such a heavy giving month? So if you haven't heard it already, typically the statistic is that 31% of people will make their donations in the month of December, and 14% of them are going to make that decision within the last 24 hours of the year. So we still have a tenth of the donations are going to hit the very last day of this month. So if you're still trying to decide, what am I going to do? How am I going to get my message out there to let people know about my cause? I mean, it's not too late to send that year-end appeal, but what I would encourage you to do is just to make sure that it's super authentic and totally you. You know, what is in your character to send out to the people that have been a part of your cause? So I highly recommend you checking out that fellowship recording because I think it'll help you. I jumped in and took some examples from the tribe. So I appreciate those of you who've been posting your end of the year appeals so that we could also share that and learn from you and grow from what you've done. So thank you for doing that. And then but yeah, definitely check on the Fundraising Freedom Tribe for more information about how to make that year-end appeal. So, and then of course, one last thing was that yesterday, so Saturday, I'm recording this on Sunday, December 10th, but yesterday, Saturday, I had done a book signing for my book, Fundraising Freedom. So we were out at Barnes & Noble and it was so awesome because I had former coworkers, I had some of my clients, some of you guys come out and were a part of that. Let me sign your book and picked up a copy of Fundraising Freedom. And I also got to do that book signing with my friend Shelly. And Shelly released a book called Tracing Time, and it's basically a trilogy, which she's, the first book is the only one that's out so far. So she's working on the second one. And Shelley is an incredible, just an incredible woman. And I'm so grateful because our book was published through the same group, Author Academy Elite. And so that's how we met. We live in the same city, but we never would have known each other had it not been for our books. So I love how I get to, you know, just reflect back on the last year. And so many of you I got to meet because of this 162-page book, you know? So that's why I often say that it's like my baby, because it's, you know, so many people get introduced to people through their kids. And that's kind of how I feel with this, is that it's covered the world and gotten into the hands of people that I just, I'm so grateful that you guys have all read and have shared your stories with me so that I can help however I can. I can help you raise the funds that you need to fulfill your mission. So, well, on that note, let's talk a little bit about those four questions that you should ask yourself before the end of the year, this time of year. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, what do you want? What do you want? And when I ask that question, I've asked it to myself, obviously, I mean, like a lot. I've asked myself it a lot. And sometimes, you know, we say we want certain things, but then when we really sit down and we say, well, you know, like what would happen if we actually got what we say we want? What would our lives look like, you know? And this can be on a personal level. This could be on a professional level. But when I ask, what do you want? It's back to like, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want your day to look like? What do you want somebody to give to? When you ask for those donations, what do you want them to give to? When they write that check, what are you going to do with that money? And how are you going to use it to impact your cause? And so when I say, what do you want? It can flow into obviously a lot of different areas of your life. But so often, I don't know if we really know what we want. And that's the question right there, is that if we don't know what we want, how can other people help us? How can others really be effective in giving to what we want done if we don't even know, you know? We just know that the needs are great. We know that there's a lot of people we want to serve. But I want you to take some time on this question. And out of the four questions that I asked today, this one is the heaviest. Because if you don't understand the direction that you're going, nobody else will either. And most people are going to follow great vision. So if you have a great vision, if you have, you know, this visual of where you want to go and who you want to be, other people will follow you. And this is the thing that you want to spend time on, is identifying, what does it look like? What does it look like when everything comes together perfectly? If you were to dream, you know, just dream with no barriers, what would the future look like for you? What would 2018 look like? What would the end of 2017 look like? You know, and just identify in just a few key areas of your life, what do you want? And this is when it comes to volunteers and donors, especially. If I call, let's just use this example. If I call you today and I say, hey, I'd love to volunteer with your organization, what opportunities do you have? Could you answer that question? And then if I asked you the question, hey, I'd love to donate to your cause, if I wrote you a check today, how would you spend that money? And it might be $100, it might be $1,000, or let's just say it's $10,000. If I said, I'm going to give you $10,000 today, how would you respond to me as to how you would spend those dollars? Do you have an answer? And I know some of you are going to be like, oh, absolutely. I know exactly what I would tell that person. And then others may be like, oh, shoot, that's a lot of money, you know? And all of a sudden, like, your mind goes into this place where, oh my gosh, if I had that kind of money, what could I do? You know? And so, but here's the deal. If you can't even imagine those kinds of dollars coming into your cause, there's a good chance that no donor is going to give them to you, because you're not giving off the impression that you know exactly what you would do with it. And it's reality is that I'm not going to give somebody money that I don't think that they can handle. And so if you give the impression that you're taking $5 donations or $10 donations, well, there's a good chance that nobody's going to be writing you checks with big zeros on the end. You know, so I want you to best prepare for the future by answering the question about what do you want? And then that way, when somebody does ask you for, you know, an opportunity to give or to get plugged in, get involved, you'll know exactly what to do with them. So that is a huge question. I'm going to start with the big one. You know, what do you want? Okay. And so question number two, who do I need to meet with? If you are looking at how are you going to move your organization and your cause to the next level, what people do I need to surround myself with? Who do I need to talk to? Maybe it's somebody in a political arena. Maybe it's the mayor or the governor or something that where it's like, hey, my cause really is digging into this one particular area. And if I could get their buy-in, if I could get them to just understand what we're doing, we could take this to a whole new level. Maybe this is an administrator at a university or a professor, or maybe it's a community leader, a community volunteer that you have met before, and it's somebody that could open up doors, maybe a hospital system, somebody who is serving as more of an administrative assistant to someone else that you're like, I'd love to get to know this person better because they've got the ability to share our story with someone else, to open up the door for opportunities that have really been a barrier for your cause. But think through, who do you need to meet with? Put those names down on a sheet of paper and identify what do I need to do to get in front of them. Now, you may be one, two, three people removed from this person. You may not have any connection with them today, but if you don't put it on your list to say, I need to meet with this person at some point, then when you're talking to people who have connections to them and you say, you know what, the three people that I'd like to meet with in the next couple months or, it may be this month, it may be right now within the next week that you would like to meet with these people before the end of the fiscal year, before the end of the calendar year. Then if you don't know who those people are and you don't identify who do I need to meet with, then there's a good chance that you're not going to have a door open to go meet with them. So put their name on a sheet of paper, start talking to people about these are the top people that you'd like to get introduced to, that you'd like to meet, and then start giving them the chance to open up doors for you. Naturally, we all want to help each other. So, you know, when somebody says, hey, I need your help, or I could use your help, or could you help me? Whenever somebody asks me that, I'm naturally like, I'm inclined to say, well, what kind of help do you need? Because I want to know, is it something that I can do? Maybe, maybe not. But maybe I know somebody who could help you. And I want to connect you. You know, I want to be able to help you, however that might be. It may not be me personally, but it could be somebody else. And so that's a question that I want you to ask yourself. Who do I need to meet with? And who could really get my message out there to the masses? Who could open up some doors for me? You know, this may be forward thinking, but I also want you to think about maybe some people that you need to meet with that, you know, was a part of 2017. Maybe there's some relationships that you need to mend before the end of the year. And who knows, maybe you have a volunteer, a donor, or a friend, a family member, something where the relationship just went sour. And all it's going to take is reaching out and maybe having a conversation, going to coffee, doing something to just open that conversation back up, to apologize or to, you know, acknowledge that there was a miscommunication. But whatever that is, I would just love for you to be able to end 2017 without having any restrictions on what could happen in 2018. So if there's something that's mentally bogging you down, if you're thinking about something continuously and it's weighing on you, then I am going to be the person who's going to say, I want you to address it before the end of 2017. You need to address it. So reach out to that person, whether that's from the past 2017, or you're looking into the future 2018, and you're looking at, okay, who could help us move our mission forward? Okay, so that was number two. Number three is, what do I need to do to clear, what do I need to clear out of my life? You know, what are some things that I need to get out of my life? And honestly, this is not like people necessarily. This is like stuff. You know, do you have a bunch, like if you're sitting in your office right now and you're looking around the room or in your home or wherever it is, and you've got a ton of clutter, if you got a lot of papers, you got stuff that's piled up on your desk and it's just overwhelming you to the point of where, oh my gosh, I got to knock this stuff out. Maybe it's your Christmas cards. Maybe it's, you know, end of the year appeals and letters that you're trying to stuff and send out. But whatever it is, I want you to be able to clear it off your desk. I want you to be able to clear it out of your life. And this may be not just physical stuff that's in your space, but this might be stuff on your computer. You know, I have to admit that I am the worst at this. I'm the worst at both of these things because I have a tendency to keep stuff. I like to keep copies of things. I like sample items because, I mean, I'm thinking about you guys and I always want to make sure that you guys have some, you know, just references. So whenever somebody mails me an invitation to an event or a fundraiser, I like to keep it. And so I do have boxes of things that I probably, you know, could clear out, but I tend to just pile things up. And then at the end of the year, I go through everything and just dump out whatever I don't need, you know, but I do keep a lot of stuff on my computer. So that might be emails or, you know, files on my computer that are old files that I could just dump off because I redid the file and it's not even necessary to keep every version of it, you know? So this, if this is you, I'm going to tell you that I'm with you on it, and I encourage you to go through and dump it, to clean it out, to organize it, to file it away, archive it if it's nothing that you need today. But that will help free up a lot of mental space for you. You know, sometimes we just, you know, we're just trying to get through the day. And so these things get piled up. So I just want to just have you ask that question, you know, what do I need to clear out of my life? Those old papers, those old emails or files. And of course that whole, maybe there's some people that we need to spend less time with. So the thing that you may have to clear out of your life is, you know, some people that are sucking the life out of you. So if that's the case, I mean, we know that there's certain people that we can control how much time we spend with. And then there's other people that it's hard to avoid that. But if there are some people in your life that you're like, man, I probably should spend less time with them. I tried to help. I tried to be a resource to them, but maybe I'm not the right person. Identify that and try and end out this year on a good note so that by the time 2018 does come around here in just the next couple weeks, that you feel really good about how you're going to invest your time so that you can be the most effective in your personal life and also in your professional life as well. So, okay, so that was number three. What do I need to clear out of my life? And then the final one, number four, is what is annoying me and can I change it? What's annoying me? So what is annoying you right now? Okay, I'll tell you what's annoying me right now. Okay, so my car, I drive a Honda Civic, and a couple months ago, I know it's already been a couple months, I probably should have fixed this right away, but a couple months ago, I was driving from St. Louis, Missouri to Springfield, Missouri, and this huge semi-truck was on the right side of the, it was in the right lane, I was in the left lane, and all of a sudden, his tire blew, and the tire came kicking out, and it hit the front bumper of my car, and of course, I ran over it. Well, it totally took a chunk out of the bottom of my front bumper. And of course I was driving, I turned my radio off and I thought, okay, I'm okay. Everything's good. But then all of a sudden I heard something starting to drag and I had to wait till of course the next exit where I could pull over. While it was all happening, I was actually talking to my mom on the phone. The tire blew. I thought it was actually the truck that was driving next to me, but it turned out that the truck that it blew on had already pulled over on the side of the road just maybe 2 seconds later. I saw that truck that was pulled over. So I love when my husband tells me, he's like, you should have gotten their license plate number. You should have gotten what? And I was like, come on now. Like I was not in any place to be like, I couldn't even process what truck actually blew the tire and where it came from. And I was on the phone. And so all this stuff was happening all at once. So all that to be said is that it was my car is broken. Like the front end needs to be totally repaired. And I've been dragging this out. And so every single time I get in that car, I think to myself, oh, I need to get the front of this car fixed. And there's duct tape holding it together right now. And actually, I'm getting in my car tomorrow to go take that same trip. And so of course, that's on the top of my mind right now is that, shoot, I need to get that fixed. But there might be something else in your life where you're like, you just start thinking about, oh, I need to do that or whatever it is. Like it might be renewing your license or things that are just on your to-do list that you need to do. And it might be even things that it's like, hey, I just need to eat healthier or I need to make better decisions about certain things. And so I just need to clear out this junk that's annoying me because it's sitting here and it needs to go. And maybe you got some stuff that needs to be donated to the Goodwill and it's just sitting in the corner and it's time you just get rid of it. And so those little details, those annoying little things are the very things that consume our energy. And that is something that if we can just get those things cleared out, you'd be shocked at how much that, you know, the weight will come off your shoulders of all these things. I know last week I talked about, you know, that, you know, the fact that this time of the year can be super overwhelming. And so there might be certain things that are causing you to feel a bit bogged down. And it might be just little things, little details like this that just need to be fixed and so that you can move on. And I tend to neglect maybe, my car or the things, in, you know, little things in my house. And I'm like, oh, I'll get to that or, you know, whatever it is. And it just keeps coming back up and, you know, every time you walk by the thing or every time you look at it, you're like, oh, I need to get that fixed. So anyways, these are the four questions that you need to ask yourself this time of year because I want you to start 2018 off on the most wonderful foot. You know, I want you to be able to start 2018 super strong and feeling so confident that you got this thing, but I don't want you to be carrying 2017 into 2018. So think through these things. Now, that first question that I asked you, what do you want? Now, this is all clarity so that these end of the year appeals, these questions that you're asking your donors and inviting them to be a part of your cause, that's going to help guide you. So be sure to ask that. What do you want? That's number one. Number two, who do I need to meet with here at the end of the year and into the early 2018? Number three, what do I need to clear out of my life? And number four, what is annoying me and what can I do to change it? So those are the four questions I want you to ask yourself before the end of the year here. And once again, I talked about at the beginning of the hour that, or our time together, that my mastermind group, actually, you know what? I'm not sure if I talked about it. So we have one last week. I opened up my mastermind group for 2018. So if you missed it on last week's podcast, I had shared that we are going to be doing another mastermind group January 2nd. It's going to be 7 weeks long and it's only open to 7 people. I've already had applications coming in. So don't miss out on this. I've got a couple spots left. So if this is you and you would like to be a part of this mastermind group, be sure to apply. That's at maryvaloney.com/coaching. And this is really a great group of people who are all nonprofit leaders. And you guys are all in the trenches doing the same work. But the great thing about a mastermind is the fact that you've kind of got this third person that it's like, I mean, we'll have 7 people, of course. But when you start sharing information about what's going on, the challenges that you face, it's amazing how new ideas arise that create this mastermind, this extra person almost. And so I have an incredible mastermind group that's already going on right now, and I look forward to that call every single week. So I hope that you will consider joining this next group that's opening up on January the 2nd. So applications are due by the end of this week, December 15th, and I want you to be able to get in on this group before the end of the year. And then we'll get you plugged in. We'll start that group up right on January the 2nd, and it'll run for 7 weeks. So I hope you'll check that out, maryvaloney.com/coaching. Also, be sure to pick up your audiobook for Fundraising Freedom. And if you guys need anything, don't be afraid to reach out. You can join us in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe if you're not already in there, or shoot me an email at mary@maryvaloney.com. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I look forward to hearing all your end of the year success in the tribe. So hope you guys have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.